Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an amazing audio recording of Kevin McCarthy just surfaced. And by the way, I'm not talking about the recording that says that he denied that he said things about Trump and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that we covered that in the past. This is a new one. And in it, Kevin McCarthy is saying that he worries that the 25th Amendment would take too long to remove Trump from office following January 6th. And then he says, what the president did is atrocious and totally wrong. This is Kevin McCarthy in his own words. In his own words. Quote, he's worried that the 25th Amendment would take too long to remove Trump from office following January 6th. What the president did is atrocious and totally wrong. Now, so far, he hasn't had a chance to say whether he denies saying it. Some of the other ones, he said he denies saying it. Then he changes that he has no recollection. And then everybody, including him and Moscow Mitch, thought following January 6th that Trump was toast. And that finally they were rid of him. Well, the polls came out and Trump wasn't toast. Now, remember one thing. In the polls since Roosevelt to the present, every year, 30% of this country would like to see the president impeached, any president. Roosevelt, Eisenhower, JFK, Reagan, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden. Doesn't matter. There's always 30% that doesn't want him. What Trump has is the 30 to 35% MAGA base of the Republican Party. The problem is that that's a big number in a primary, not in a general election, but in a primary. In a primary, only Republicans typically are voting, or Republican-leaning independents. And if you have 30% of them, and remember something, to get to 30 overall, there's probably a lot more of them in the Republican Party. You're going to win a nomination, and you're going to have people running who are frankly grotesque. There's a guy in Ohio who upset the Republicans and won a primary. I think he's running against Marcy Kaptur down there. He's a big kind of grizzly, kind of violent looking guy. He has a TV ad, honest to God, where he kicks open a door, bursts into a room with a submachine gun. And a lot of violent noise and shouting, I will kick open doors and I will take care of business. You want that guy in Congress? I mean, I don't care if you're Republican or not. You want that guy in Congress? This is unbelievable. Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz in Florida, remember, he's under federal investigation for trafficking of a minor, right? Here's what he says after the Alito Roe v. Wade draft opinion came down. This is Matt Gaetz, a direct quote. Quote, how many of the women rallying against the overturning of Roe v. Wade are overeducated, underloved millennials who sadly returned from protest to a microwave dinner with their cats and no Bumble masses? There's a guy who's accused of trafficking minors. And he's in Congress, and he's going to win the Republican nomination again, and he's going to get elected. Okay? So you have that idiot. That's his opinion of Roe v. Wade, which is a shot just at women. And then you have this clown, grotesque clown in Ohio. He's really he looks like a motorcycle gang leader with a submachine gun. This is his ad, kicking open a door. He kicks open a door, and he comes bursting in. When I saw this thing, and this was obviously just a video of it, you sort of jump up in your chair like, this guy comes through the door. I mean, come on. These are the kind of guys they have. And I am starting to bet, I hope, that people are deeply offended by this. There was a woman named Carolyn Granville that just won a state assembly seat, a Democrat, in a Trump area, 20% for Trump. Because the guy she was running against was so abusive. Here's what he said. I'm not kidding. I'm quoting from a debate that he was in. He goes, I have two daughters, and I've told them, if you're ever raped, lie back and enjoy it. This is what a guy says about his own daughters. I think that's, he's abusing his kids, quite frankly. He finally got beaten by this Granville, who is really a very, very impressive person. I saw her interviewed. The Republican Party is not just corrupt. It's gone to the, and it's not just going to alter votes, but it's presenting grotesque, violent, hateful people. And some of them are still getting elected. The way they get elected is they get nominated, and a lot of Republicans don't want them. But once they're nominated, people do not vote for the Democrat. So be aware, vote. Go to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
With the Roe decision coming out, one thing we need to remember, in 2016, 53% of white women actually voted for Donald Trump. There's something in the messaging there where, you know, we need to do a better job next time around here. You know, he wouldn't have had the opportunity to pick two or even three justices. We need to be very careful on how we message going into the midterms here, and make sure that that's not going to happen again. So as upset as everyone is, a lot of this was put in motion because that's how people voted. The other thing is, with the decision itself, you know, the idea that they're going to overturn, you know, stare decisis or precedent, it is crazy. And if that's the path we're going to start going down, I mean, do you start looking at, you know, Madison versus Marbury, right, where they basically gave right. themselves the ability to say if something was unconstitutional, and they pulled it completely out of thin air.
Right. So somebody just came out of the Republican Party and proposed that they overturn Brown versus Board of Education. Other people have proposed, that got rid of segregated schools. Other people have proposed they get rid of the protection for contraception. Enough's enough. They have gotten their nose in people's business, and people are not going to tolerate it. Thanks for calling, Robert. We're going back to the lines. Bob of the East Coast, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's on your mind?
Morning, Matt. Good to talk to you again. When we talk about unemployment, Matt, I just need to point where when we talk about inflation, we need to talk about the ratio of incomes of the chief executive officers to the average employee unit. I think the number I recently heard was about 300 times more for the CEO than the average employee. Secondly, we need to take a look also at black unemployment versus the whole population, and it's higher for the African American than for the whole population. They also suffer a phenomenon called last in, first out. So when I looked at a graph of the unemployment rates just after Reagan took office, the black unemployment went up substantially. It spiked.
Yeah, those are excellent points. And thank you for calling, Bob. The truth of the matter is, the disparity between executive players, some of these people with stock options will get 50, 60 million bucks a year or more. And African Americans still take the brunt of it. Fortunately, right now, there is full employment, really, the best since 1968. But that's a very, very good cautionary statement. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Thanks to everybody for calling in. Great callers. Matt Flynn, Direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Such a new waste.